So we just heard about the gas industry and environmental groups lobbying the state legislature. But what about the constituents, the people government represents? What do they think? Well, a new poll shows a majority of Pennsylvania voters agree with the scientific consensus that climate change is causing problems right now. And more than two-thirds say the state should be doing more to address it. That's from a new Franklin and Marshall College State Impact Pennsylvania poll. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier contributes to State Impact Pennsylvania, and he's here to discuss the findings with me. Hi, Reed.
Hi, Kara.
So according to the poll, did people's political party affiliation affect how they saw climate change as an issue?
It did. And I mean, like, this should come as no surprise to anyone who's been paying attention in the last few years, but Republicans generally are more skeptical that, you know, what climate scientists are telling us is actually happening, that the climate is changing and we're the cause of it. And, you know, a vast, vast majority of Democrats believe in the mainstream of climate science. But it's not like no Republicans believe in climate science. Here's Burwood Yost, who's the director of Franklin and Marshall's Center for Opinion Research. They ran the poll. He says Democrats and independents are much more likely to believe climate change is happening.
The truth of that is, though, that even Republicans do believe, a majority of Republicans do believe that climate change is real.
That's interesting. Is that new?
Well, what we can say is that in other polls, there's a minority view out there that, you know, climate change is basically not happening. And it's just fewer and fewer people believe that. But there is a sort of immovable, you know, minority of people, mostly Republicans. Their numbers have sort of plateaued in recent years and just sort of held steady.
Now, this Franklin and Marshall College poll was a political poll about all kinds of issues in the state. And State Impact Pennsylvania had the opportunity to ask some specific questions about energy. And one question asked if participants thought it was more important for Pennsylvania to pursue energy policies that prioritize renewable energy, such as solar and wind, or pursue policies that prioritize fossil fuel extraction, like coal, natural gas. And 69% favored renewables. And that kind of surprised me. What did you make of that?
Well, it is a little surprising that it is such a large majority of people. But in a way, it's not surprising because renewables are basically, they're pretty popular across a wide spectrum of people. It's not just people who are concerned about climate change. There are those who might want to see more renewable energy on their homes, for instance, because of economics. They might, you know, want to get off the grid a little bit and think it might be a way for them personally to benefit. It's all kinds of people. So in a way, it's not that surprising.
State Impact covers energy news in Pennsylvania. A lot of that news is about natural gas. What does the poll suggest about what people think of the shale gas industry in the state?
Well, these are some actually very interesting results that they got. And they found that when you ask some people in this poll, do you support natural gas development? Around 50% say they do, and around 40% say, you know, some version of I don't. But if you look closely at the numbers, the sort of strength of the opposition or support is really weighted against the industry. Most of the people who oppose it are very opposed to it, and about two-thirds of the people who support it are somewhat in support of it. And, you know, at the same time, the poll asked, do you believe the potential economic benefits of shale gas outweigh any environmental impacts? And a surprising number of people, given the results I just gave to you, said that they think the environmental risks outweigh the potential economic benefits. 55% said that versus 30% who said, nah, the economic benefits probably outweigh the environmental risks. It's sort of surprising because there must be some people who answered the question that, yeah, I generally support the shale gas industry, but also I think that the environmental risks are higher than the economic benefit. So that I found was fairly interesting.
There were also a few questions about how the state government is doing with regards to energy policy. Did they get high marks?
No, Kara, they did not. a staggeringly few people, around 19%, approve of the way the state legislature has handled it. Only 26% approved of the way Governor Wolf has handled natural gas development. And these results are really open to interpretation because, look, you know, you could disapprove of the way Wolf has handled it because you think he's too soft on the shale gas industry, or you could disapprove of it because you think he's too hard on the industry and you think he's like shutting down economic viability. So this just generally shows kind of a disapproval in general for all the government agencies that are overseeing natural gas development in Pennsylvania.
Well, thanks, Reed. Lots to think about here and lots of story ideas.
Thank you.
Reed Fraser covers energy for the Allegheny Front and State Impact Pennsylvania. See the results of their poll with Franklin and Marshall College for yourself at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. There's more energy news at our website, too, including reaction to a permit for a fracking wastewater injection well in Clearfield County, and news about cease and desist letters that two companies sent to filmmakers and activists who've been critical of a proposed fracking wastewater treatment plant along the Allegheny River. That's all at AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.